Chapter 4. Julia was cross. "How will the rescue helicopter find us now?" said Julia. "We are lost in the middle of the Rocky Mountains." Nazim was happy. "This is bad news," said Julia. "Why are you happy?" Nazim pointed and laughed.
"Look," says Nazim, "I can see our bags."
It was true. Their bags had fallen out of the plane. Julia and Nazim got their bags. Their bags were full of useful things. "We were ready to live in the Rocky Mountains," said Nazim. "We have everything we need in our bags." Julia was pleased.
"You're right," she said. "We are alive and we have everything we need."
"It's fine. Everything is fine." Suddenly, there was a noise. It was loud and scary. It sounded like an animal, a big animal who hunts and kills its food, a predator.
"Uh-oh," said Nazim. "I don't think everything is fine."
Julia and Nazim were scared. An animal was near. It was big and loud. It had a scary noise.
"What is it?"
said Julia.
"Is it going to eat us?"
"Quick," said Nazim. "We must hide behind this rock so it can't see us."
Julia and Nazim hid behind a rock. The animal came closer. They could hear it coming. Then
it appeared.
It was a big animal with big teeth and big claws. It was a predator. Julia was scared.
"It's an animal that hunts and kills its food,"
said Julia.
"It will eat us."
"Shh,"
said Nazim.
"It's a bear."
"It's my favorite animal."
"I don't care if it's your favorite animal,"
said Julia.
"It will still eat us."
"Maybe it's not hungry," said Nazim. Julia and Nazim watched the bear. It looked at the crashed plane. It looked at their bags. It was very interested in things. It was curious.
"What type of bear is it?"
said Julia.
"Is it a black bear?"
"No," said Nazim. "It's not a black bear because its fur is not black." Julia looked at the bear's fur. It was brown, with lighter bits at the end.
"Oh dear,"
said Julia.
"Is it a grizzly bear? Grizzly bears are the biggest bears in the world."
"Yes," said Nazim. "It's a grizzly bear. But don't worry. Everything is fine. It's just curious. It's looking at things." Julia looked at the bear. It put the magazine on its head. She laughed. It looked funny.
"You are right," said Julia. "The bear is not scary. It's funny."
"I want to hug it."
"You do not want to hug the bear," said Nazim.
"No, of course not," said Julia.
"Silly me.
Your brain isn't working because you are very tired after the plane crash, said Nazim.
You're right, said Julia. What a difficult day.
But we are also scientists. We came to study the animals of the Rocky Mountains, so we must study this bear. So Julia and Nazim got out their notebooks and pens, and their camera, to study the bear.